Praise the Lord. I'm sorry that I'm late. They are doing a lot of construction on the way. And sometimes when you reach somewhere, you turn back and come. And that was why. Thank God that I'm here. And I bless God for the opportunity to be amidst us today. Shall we pray? Lord, we exalt your holy name again. We worship you more and more because of who you are. We glorify and lift you up. Take the blessings and the honor and the praise. Grant us, O God, that we will understand your word. Grant us, O God, that our hearts will be changed for the better, that we will be better and faithful stewards of whatever you have placed in our hands. Whatever we take away our mind from your word, Father, take it away too, in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, we might concentrate on you and you alone. To your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to talk about faithful stewardship. And you'll be patient with me since I'm late. So we may be a little late, but I'll try and make everything fast so that we could finish early. The Bible says that it's expected in stewardship that a man be found faithful. That in terms of stewardship, faithfulness is what is required. If you watch everything that God has placed us to do, there is a major stake in it. You know? He says, Paul said that those who want to govern, let them govern with diligence. Those who want to do this, let them do it with this. Those who want to do this, let them do it with this. In terms of stewardship, faithfulness is what is expected. The faithfulness here is simple obedience in a way that you can be trusted by the master who placed you there, that you are faithful in what you are expected to deliver. So the requirement for stewardship is faithfulness. That is a major requirement. As children of God, we are talking about stewardship. Stewardship in what? You know, when we are talking about things like stewardship, when they wrote the Bible, it was a time when people had slaves. These slaves served them. These slaves can be bought, can be sold, can be redeemed, can be released. So that some people, when they are released, they say, no, my master has been very nice to me. I want to stay with him. So the context may not be clear to us. Because all that we know is maybe when you have people working in your house, of course, that's a good one. They are stewards as well. So even though we are children of God, we are stewards. We are servants of God. There are times when you overshoot your privilege as a child of God, thinking you will not get into problems. You know? The prodigal son understood it. That in his father's house, there were slaves, stewards, there were servants, and there were children. And when he fell, he said, no, I've come below the standard. You know? So, it is an expectation that we must be faithful, and we should not live to ourselves. Why? Because we are products of love, we are products of grace. Grace and love have boundaries. That is why Christians should not deceive them. That a Christian doesn't mean you can do anything you want. In fact, that you are a Christian, that is why you cannot do anything you want. That you are loved means you cannot do anything you want. I know things are changing. If I'm the MD and I brought you to this place, there's already a law that you're going to behave yourself. You're not going to disgrace me that brought you here. Forget about the way Nigerians do it now. If the ND brought you here, nobody can talk to you, not even the head of clinical services. Because do you know who I am? As in how connected I am. But a sensible person will be ashamed that the biggest man who is the one that brought me here will hear that I'm among those who did something wrong. So there is a boundary for stewardship. As a product of grace, they say by grace you are saved, not by yourself. You say, but you cannot take the grace and your liberty as a license to do anything because you are stewards. So let's see more of the reason why we have to take our stewardship seriously. Next slide, please. The reason is that we are special stewards. Now we are not in a household of one person. We are in the household of God Almighty, who understands the universe. Please, I like to say this all the time. When we say God is God of the universe, it is now that human beings are beginning to say, it's not even universe, it's multiverse. If the galaxy that we stay are more than 200 billion stars and objects like stars, and each star has things like Earth, Pluto, whatever, all the, are they 9 or 8 now? They removed Pluto and brought it back, right? Is Pluto a planet? They removed it at one time and then brought it back, right? There are more than 200 billion of those in our galaxy. And then there are more than 3.2 trillion galaxies. If you want to think about it, you are advised not to think about it because you will go mad. That is what those who... But that is the limit of what human beings can discover. Because at the last boundary of the last galaxy, what is there? Something again, isn't it? And after it, what is there? That the God that serves over all this is the one whose servants and stewards we are. It is not even like the God that serves over all this. Because you can bring me into this room and say you are the head of this room. It is different from God. He made all those great things we are talking about, including us. So it's a privilege that we are the servants of the Most High God. So we are his stewards. When we say we are stewards, we are special stewards. This kind of special stewardship is we are part of God himself. Why are we special? Because we are priests, we are kings, we are ambassadors. Yesterday somebody said, why is it that Christians only take the priesthood side and do not take the ambassadorial and the kingship type? If you want to enter politics now, they'll tell you don't, or it's the dirty game. So but how do you become king on this earth now? How? Eh? You are not in any party. And they are not going to vote for people outside parties. So how will you rule Nasarawa State? How? You just pray, so that God will carry you and put us there. It is not possible. It's not possible. There must be some contest. I know spiritually speaking, if I want to rule this place, and God expects that we rule this place, we pray and declare that nothing wrong will go on here. You know, some of us may not believe some people who have the eye to see extra. One day, a bishop friend of mine came to my hospital, and then when he climbed up to the theater, he looked around and said, I understand now. He said, why? He said that the way spirits are passing and know that it is hospital, they branch, expecting blood. And that when they don't see blood, they get angry with me. And what is meant by blood is that maybe I'm doing abortion and killing people. So they get angry with me. Just that. But I have taken charge of my hospital. Because I'm a king. I've said so will not happen spiritually. That is part of the work we have here. Those who just come to drink blood, cut out to go, they will push you to die. You know? Maybe I've given you this testimony. How recently I performed a simple operation, and as I was waiting, the doctor said that the woman's blood pressure was going down. And when I went to check, it was really going down. Instead of wanting to do any test, I said, let's go back to theater. I opened her. And I discovered the blood was going behind the peritoneum, where you can't, it's because she wasn't bleeding outside. And if you feel, you can't feel anything. I said, let's open her, we'll find. We found it behind. We had to close anyhow so that we injured her ureter. As I was feeling sorry, the woman said, don't be sorry, oh. Don't be sorry. Because six people have told me that I was already dead. In fact, one of them said she went to the graveyard and saw them doing party. And all the people in the grave are sitting on their grave, everybody. So she said, why are you doing party? They are expecting a big person. And when she looked, it was that very patient. So she said, I shouldn't feel bad. No, I was feeling very bad. Why would that happen? She said, six people told her she was already dead. So I was like, dead, yes. And that the wicked people are in their office. I said, she's in your office. Make her to climb staircase and strip and fall and die. No, she come to my own. Is there no other way of killing her? You know what she said? Can't you? She's a pregnant woman. And she's climbing staircase. She can trip now. Most you come to the, they like to come to hospital and finish people. And as kings here, we pray and say, no, that cannot happen. That is kingship. That's a spiritual kingship, that death will not happen. Do you understand? But there is physical kingship. Just like, I know we like to interpret things, the danger in interpreting everything to be abstract and spiritual is that we will not follow. When God said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, for instance, there were only two people and the whole earth was empty. There's a need to, they have to physically multiply, isn't it? But now we know that we need to spiritually multiply, but we will not neglect physical multiplication also. You know? I'm saying this because nowadays, you see Christians, one child, two children, one child, two children, because we feel we are... And then the other side, they give birth. If somebody is of my age, he has 50, 60 children. Now you want to come and vote and decide who will win. Tell me. You know? So some things are physical. We forget kingship. Kingship, see, kingship means that you can physically stay there and determine things. You know? Recently somebody came to an office and said, no, you guys have been eating this money for this budget line, and we call somebody who must carry it out. And they are feeling bad, so they did bidding and excluded me. They told me it's Friday, they did it on Thursday. Because the person traveled. When the person came back, she said it's a lie. She said, in fact, I've changed my mind. This is selective bidding. Tell Dr. Da to bring five companies. We will select one from his five companies. So that there is no way he will not do it. Because all they used to do is to eat that money. Then when she came, she said, not under my watch. Is that not kingship? Are people not enjoying it? Human, physical human beings. You know? Those who are supposed to be touched by that activity will be touched. That's kingship. That's kingship. Part of our stewardship is kingship. It's ambassadorship. The other one is that we are co-laborers. I have talked about this severally with us here. That it's a concept I fear. How can you say me? I'm co-laborer with God. But it is just saying that there is a God arm of everything. And there is a human arm of everything. You know? If you listen well to those that Jesus Christ appears to them, he doesn't preach. He said, go to that church. Why? Because from the mouth of you and you and you, somebody, the word must come out, not from the mouth of angel, not from the mouth of God, not from the mouth of Jesus. It must be you. That is why you are co-laborers. You have to do that part. So if you don't do it, you have frustrated God in entirety. That is why we are special stewards. We are special stewards because we are subjects of God's love. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. A love that cannot finish. It is a continuous love. We are special stewards because he said we are light. So if this place is dark and you are there and it's still dark, then you fail in your stewardship. You fail in your stewardship. If this place is not palatable, the sons of the prophet told the prophet that you can see the student prophets. You can see this place is fine. The buildings are fine. Everything is nice. But the water is bad and the earth is cursed. And he said, take salt. Salt. The same thing. With any food that there is no salt, there is a way it tastes. And many of you will not eat it. Except people like me, Oga Adams, and the rest, who by this time, they don't like that kind of thing. And then their doctor has told them that don't put too much spice again. Isn't it? So salt, spice the world. How do you spice the world? How does God expect you to spice the world? When I was training to hear from the Holy Spirit, I was just training, you know, I would just come to a junction and say, oh yeah, which one do I take? This side or this side? Just because I want to learn to hear. Sometimes I'll be told to follow the longer route. I'll follow. There was a time, many times I go to know the reason later. There was a time I've met two people trying to kill themselves. Fight, kill. Why? Because of 15 naira. That one says 30 naira, that one says 15 naira. The bike man says 15 naira, the other man says 30 naira. And they are trying to bring out knives. So I gave the bike man 15 naira. Case closed. The plan of Satan to kill one of them is gone. So am I not a spice? Am I not something nice? Isn't it? That is part of the stewardship. You cannot walk like this and see bad thing and close your eye. You cannot walk like this, see suffering and close your eye. That is part of the stewardship. When we talk about people in the marketplace, we are not just talking that the people should go and start preaching where you are walking. Yes, preaching is there. But if every Christian is in the marketplace, there is a correct order that God has laid down, which unbelievers have distorted. There is a correct order of procurement. Unbelievers have distorted it. There is a correct order of reward. Unbelievers have distorted it. There is a correct order of employment. Unbelievers have distorted it. When a Christian sits there, he restores that order in that marketplace. That is part of the stewardship that we are talking about. We need to understand that stewardship very well. You are God's battle axe and weapons of war. So this one particularly talks about spiritual warfare. Except if you are Altanzaki, he said he's a roadside apostle. If you mess up, he'll beat you up and then make you hear, then you will not hear the true gospel. That's what Altanzaki said. You know? But we war, we fight. That is a struggle for the soul of Nigeria, for instance. But we fight, we pray, we bring down strongholds so that they do not succeed. If not for the prayer of the saints, Nigeria would have been something different by now. You know that. You know, our original people who have collected witchcraft and made it their life will have destroyed the whole country. You know, the children of the born woman who are using the things that they got from those countries will have destroyed this country. The secret society people will have destroyed this country. But we war. We are God's battle axe and weapons of war. You know? So next slide. Let's see more. We are special stewards because we are entrusted servants. You are an entrusted servant. Something has been handed to you to do. One of it is the gospel of Christ. One of it is any ministry God has placed in your hand. You are special because you are one awaiting rapture. Yes, you are a servant, but you are about to be a king. Originally, when they met Adam and devil deceived him and they started to see their nakedness, he said, look, if we don't chase this man out of the garden, he will eat of this fruit and have immortality. And if he did, he will have the immortality in sin. You cannot have immortality in sin. That's why he drove them out of the garden, waiting first until Christ comes and brings back immortality to us. Then we can go back to enjoy in that garden. You know? So that is why. But now, the Bible says every day we are becoming like him. Every day we become like him. But Paul said we do not know how we are going to be like. But we, one thing that we know is that when we see him, we will now become like him. So we are awaiting rapture. We are special servants. We are not servants that our Oga or Master is going to die. We are servants that are going to be translated. We are special. We are special because we have been told to occupy till the Master's return. That means we have something that if he returns, we are going to give a report. We are going to give reports. We are special because, God there. We are tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. We bear fruits of righteousness. We bear fruits of the Spirit. So, if that will spice the whole country. If there is love anywhere, it will spice the country. If there is joy, if there is gentleness, if there is patience, if there is tolerance, if there is long-suffering. It's difficult for you to see crime. So we will bear fruits of righteousness because we are a special servant. We are special because we are expected to do exploits. Again, because God cannot do everything because he's God, he decided not that he cannot. He said this belongs to these people. So that's exploits. If you see a small village now that has no hospital and say, this village, let me go and put a small dispensary so that you are doing great things. You know? If you see a place there is no education, even if it is your village, and you say, I'll put a nursery, and you put a nursery, you know? Even if you are charging them 500 naira, so that they will see a sense of commitment, and they grow and they go to school, you are doing exploits. Exploits don't have to be great, great, big things that cost billions. It's simple. Exploits may be in your compound, you gather the little children and have a Bible club. It doesn't cost you any money. Exploits. We are special because you are one from whom all creatures expect great things. Creature is suffering. What they want is that the children of God will manifest and be who they are. You are special because you are a masterpiece. And David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the masterpiece of God. So you are special. So I want us to understand first this concept of stewardship. Who is a steward? Not just a slave. In our own case, those 13 things I mentioned are aspects of stewardship expected of us. And those 13 things, it is expected of each and every one of us. Because when he said, they gave you 10 talents, where are they? What have you done with them? He said, I've traded and they are now 20. He said, hey, you know, well done. You, what is it? What's the word? Good and faithful servant. Do you know that a good servant will not get it? You have to be good and faithful. You have to be good and faithful. So I want to use David, but I'll be in a hurry so that I do not, because we have other things. I want us to use David. We cannot read all of the story of David, unfortunately. But in 1st and 2nd Samuel, in 1st and 2nd Kings, and in 1st Chronicles, we see the story of, of David. Even when the Bible called the book Samuel, it's actually about David. It is for the annunciation and the raising of the champion called David. Now God said you are more than conquerors, which means you are more than a champion. That is the thing that God told us. You are more than conquerors. I want us to read from Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 16, maybe verse 14 down. He said, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Anytime the Spirit of the Lord departs from you, there are guys looking for house. The spirit of evil will enter you. And an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on the harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with the harp, his hand, and thou shalt be well. And so Saul said that they should bring him. You know? So, you see David, if David plays this instrument, all demons must fly out of this room. There are times you just see choir ministration, you think that all their job is to lift us to the presence of God to worship. It doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. An anointed man of God putting his hand on the keyboard or the guitar or holding the mic, power will emanate. Power will deal with demons. Some will be made to be quiet. So the plan they wanted to do in the church that they can't carry it out. Some will run out. I've seen where people physically run out because an anointed child of God is playing an instrument or is singing or is ministering in one way or the other. They say, let them find David, who is skillful in playing. And when he plays, it will be that the spirit will leave Saul. We may not have time. In another place, they describe David. And there are about between 19 and 21 characteristics of David. So, we will study David. Please, before we come to the benefits, let's go back to David, who we can see as a faithful steward. I love to use David because he's a human being, as in blood and flesh like us. He's a human being that has ever fallen. He's a human being that has done wrong. So it's a good comparison with me and you. It's a very good comparison. And I want to speak a little about that stewardship of David. When Samuel came to anoint a prophet in the house of his father, they brought his big brothers that are giants. said, it is not these people. God does not really look the way you guys look. Then when they finished them, they said, oh, we are finished. We don't know who you want to anoint again. Samuel said, no. Is there no other person? They said, okay, our little brother. Some people said, because David said, I was conceived in sin. Some people said, David was born from an away match. So because David said in Psalms that I was conceived in sin. It may be like that, it may not. But I know, in those days, goats is the youngest boys they sent to run after goats in those days. So he was the smallest, so he stay. Run after goats. But do you know what happened in the course of running after goats? Because David was a faithful servant. David will serve the sheep and the goat at the expense of his life. Up to this moment that we have gone, no man can see lion and just, even when you have gone, you cannot face lion because your hand will shake because of fear. God has imbued lion with a fear for every living thing. The same thing with the bear, it tears. With his teeth, with his hands, and so on. The dexterity of human being, the bear has it. Then it has teeth, it has claws. So David, as a faithful servant, will not run away. And Jesus said, my sheep, they hear me, and they know my voice. And that a hireling will not lay his life for the sheep. David was not a faithful servant. When the lion is coming or the deer, he will run and the sheep will run. They all run in different directions. If there were two shepherds in the field and lions came, one of the shepherds, his sheep will run and scatter because he will run away. All David's sheep will run towards David. They have learned that he protects. They run towards him. That is what a good and faithful steward can do. He gives his whole life into it. You know, a steward that is not faithful will not do that. But you see, because of his faithfulness, he developed fighting skills that can kill a lion, that can kill a bear. That is part of the reward that you can get by being faithful. Because of his faithfulness, he will lie down. You know, there are spaces between, if you are a shepherd, sometimes they have taken water, they have eaten, it's sunny, they'll go under the tree to lie down. I believe that shepherds, like some of us in this modern day, will look for music, will download music immediately, put in their ears. Instead of doing that, David got inspiration from the Holy Spirit to write his own music. And to learn to play the harp. So much so that somebody who is in the bush, who's a small child, he was 17 when they called him and he came out. You know, people who pass around will hear fine music. And they'll say, oh, who is that? Then they'll see that he's the son of Kish, that is doing, this person that is doing that, Jesse. That was why when the spirit was tormenting Saul, they said, there is somebody who is skillful in music. Let us bring him to you. And that was an outcome of his dedication as a faithful steward of his father's property. It is because he was doing that. Instead of lying and whiling the time, David began to think of God. To think of God. And got connected with the Holy Spirit. So that David wrote prophecies in Psalms. That I'm not sure he understood what he wrote. Because the Holy Spirit connected with him. Instead of him to lie down and just sleep, maybe another hireling who said, well, at the time that the sheep are, let me just swallow a pill that will make me sleep so that I can sleep well. David did not do that. David learned skills. A faithful worker who stand at his duty post. We learn skills. We face the challenges. And we'll be innovative to solutions to those things. And he's on his path to owning his own business. A hireling who download music and be listening, he cannot learn to play music. He cannot do prophesying. He cannot be innovative. You know? When you are faithful like David, you will get mentors. They will run onto you and say, I want to mentor you. Your ogre will take you as a very serious person. I'll talk about it in the benefits. You know? When you are like David, you will do that. David is not like other people who will cry of hunger. He has learned war. He knows the wilderness. He understood it so much that when Ahithophel went to go and tell his son that declared himself king, Ahithophel told him, the other servant that obeyed David told him that, Oga, you know your father is very skillful. You know your father, you cannot beat him in those wilderness. And he said, that is true. That was how God turned the wisdom of Ahithophel to foolishness. Because of the skill of David. Maybe because of time, I will go to the benefits quick so that I can be picking those Davidic things. But I was trying to use David as a faithful servant. Okay, next, sir. Please, next slide. Benefits of faithful stewardship. The first is that you get the expected reward. Our expected reward as human beings is that we go to heaven. As children of God is that we make heaven. That is the major expected reward. There are other rewards, because he that brought us here say, there is no one who has left father and mother and houses that will not get it here 100 times and much more. So you will get even the reward that is here. So because the Lord cannot forget you. God has not forgotten you. As his steward, just keep being faithful and see. He has not. Who will have thought that David will become king when he was not counted among the children of his father? Because his place is in the sheepfold in the bush. Who would have known? But the Almighty knew whom he was planning. So you will get the expected reward. Actually, out of the probably 15 things, benefits I put, even if it's for this one alone that we will make heaven, I think we will try to be faithful servants. Isn't it? You know? Even if we want to be like those ones that Paul said, they will be like those who get to heaven and all the works they have done will be like stubble and be burnt. But they will have at least jumped into heaven. You know? Please, let's not make it like that. I think heaven is a very beautiful place. Because I'm one of those that God has opened my eye to see my own building small. Small. You know? That's why if you insult me, I'll be laughing. You don't know why I'm laughing. You don't know. I'm saying that there is no way Satan can collaborate with you to stop you from going there. You steal my car, I'll be laughing. You cheat me, I'll be laughing. Because God has helped me. The kind of joy that was in my heart when my eye opened small. I'll just be laughing. I said, God, Satan cannot partner with you to deprive me of that reward. The other one is that you get elevated to the level of sonship. You know Eleazar of Damascus? Yes, the man doesn't have children. But when he was soliloquizing or speaking with God about child, is not this Eleazar who will inherit me now? Is this Eleazar? Eleazar was faithful to the point that everybody knew that if his master dies, it is his own. He was elevated because of faithfulness to the level of sonship. To the level of sonship. Sometimes ago, about 20, 30 years ago, there was a fellowship that came up and they were saying that there are steps in Christianity. And the highest step is to reach the point of sonship. Inasmuch as the doctrine was right in a way, I think it is not, because it was not making people to struggle. And it is like it's your own personal struggle that can take you higher and higher. You know? Because if you read this, what they were saying is that if you work hard and elevate yourself, if you are close to God enough, then because you are now a child of God, true, whatever you pronounce will happen. Whatever you want on earth, you will get it. Because it's your father's own. It is your father's own. Do you know there is somebody called Shehi Makinde in my country? He is the son of his president. If he's coming here, everybody knows who he is, isn't he? Huh? He has even introduced something new. He has a motorcade. You know, and anything you want in this country, if you go through him, will you get it or not? You will get it. So this sonship that we are, if we are faithful, we will enter into the real meaning of the sonship. And anything we desire, we say, we get. Except if God thinks he's going to harm us. You know, so you'll be elevated to the level of sonship. From servant. Let's be frank. We are Gentiles. We are not even Israelis. We are not even the chosen race. We are grafted in. We didn't even come from the root. We are grafted in. So if we stay well there and are faithful, we will bear the kind of fruit that is expected for us as people to bear. You will get to the level, you will become a confidant or friend of your master. There are many times Abraham will ask his servants. And many servants, you will see that their master, they are their confidant. Gaon was weeping when his friend, the man who used to, the pilot that used to drive him, they became friends in their later years. Very good friends. What do they call pilot? Captain Abi? Captain Tal. He's from Borno State. He died maybe a few years ago. Gaon had to go there. And Gaon felt very bad because they became friends. There are things that very serious issues he will ask him. You know when they say that when men said we will sleep over a matter, I am told that it is because they want to go and ask their wife in the night for the wisdom that the wife will give them. When they say, okay, let me sleep over this matter. He's going to ask her because he knows that she has wisdom and she will give it to him. Tomorrow when he sits to talk, everybody say, Kai, this man is a very... But when the matter comes, he said, let's sleep over this matter. You know? Because she is his confidant and she's tested over and over and over. That's her thinking. Her words don't, there is no mistake. So the next thing is that you get, next please. There are many, so you are entrusted with greater responsibilities. There was something Jesus said that makes me feel somehow, but I thank him that I understand. He said, if you cannot even be trusted with your own money, your own far, we cannot trust you with it. Who will give you greater things? As in, who will place you in charge of big people and the money of the country if you cannot be trusted with your own money? How many of us can be trusted with your own money? Me, I'm one that cannot be trusted. But I'm trying to learn. You know? Because I'm so bad that if I'm bringing tithe to church and I meet someone suffering, who needs the money? I think I'd like you to give the person, hoping that I'll get another money to pay the tithe. You know? I will not keep the money. I'll use it. You know? But many of us cannot be trusted with our money. Simple breakfast that you can eat in Nigeria. Do you know that some people say, Kai, there was fish I ate in Maputo. Actually, I'm giving an example with myself. The sweetest fish I ate was in Maputo, a Nile perch. You will say, Kai, I want to eat that fish. You say, buy me ticket to Maputo just because you have money. You can't be trusted with money. You can't. something you can get here that when you just drink, take, it will finish after some time. Recently, one Nigerian who has a lot of money, you know, wants to watch American football. Even though he can buy big, more than human size screen, he has to travel there. And then 2 hours to the time, or to the place by road. He told his aide to go with the car, and they travel with his wife and child by helicopter. Then there was rain, and then they crashed and died. Because he wanted to watch it live. Live. That's why we are saying you cannot be trusted with money. You cannot. There are some people now, the day they get any money in their hand, I have preached to us before that whenever you get a promotion, instead of giving testimony, you should go on your knees and ask, what last warning are you giving me? Because when God came and said that this tree is not productive, cut it down. The man begged that, please, let's dig around it, put manure, see whether it will be productive. If it's not, next year, we cut it down. So, when they say you are not helping your neighbors, you are not even helping your parents, you are not doing, they say, okay, maybe he's suffering because the money is small, he doesn't have the capacity to, let's promote him. Let's make his business to boom. Let's say that promotion came as last warning. And when the money comes, you go to buy a new house, a new car, a new this, you still do not help your neighbors, you still do not take care of your parents. That is last warning. Don't come and give us testimony here. Go on your knees and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do with this extra money you are giving me? That extra money you get is not always that. It is last warning. Because you have not been productive. How many people have you helped? Because we have a spirit of get. We don't have a spirit of giving. And the Holy Spirit is saying, God, just be patient. Let's promote this man. Let's make his business work well. Then maybe he will think of this his neighbors. Maybe. Don't come here and give us testimony. Think. Why is this money coming? So that you can use it. So you'll be given greater responsibilities. You are insulated from the lies or false accusations. At least from many of them you'll be insulated. Because your master trusts you so much that anybody comes to lie, they will say, their master will say, this is a lie. This man cannot do this. When they checked out Daniel, they say, there is no way we can get him. Except as it pertains to his God. They now had a meeting and said, so what will we do? Let's tell the king that he is God. And we put his image. And we say, when you hear music, you should bow. We know he will not bow. So that he can be put into the fire. Even when that was done, the king could not sleep because he loved Daniel. In the morning, Daniel, did your God? He wasn't expecting him to die. The same thing with Joseph. Joseph's master trusted everything in his hand. Of course, except his wife, to do carnally with her. When she accused him, let me tell you, there are stories around the stories of the Bible we have not heard. But sometimes the Spirit gives you an imagination of what happened. Look, when I feel that when Joseph's master threw him into the dungeon, it was to please his wife. See, those Egyptians, I'm sorry, how many people are Yoruba people here? Emma Binu. When Yoruba people have matter, they must go and ask Ifa. Is that true or not? They want to marry, they must ask Ifa. They want to do something. Am I lying? Those Egyptian masters, they don't take things like that. That Potiphar was a highly placed person. They will ask their God. Their God will say, this boy is innocent. But because he must please put in the prison. That favor you saw that the prison man gave him, is Potiphar. Says, see, oh, I just bless him here. Oh, take special care of him. Oh, not that he did anything. And he will help you. Oh. That is my own interpretation. It followed him. So the accusation cannot always get you down like that. Because your master knows who you are. Potiphar went and asked. Because those guys worship the highest cult in the world. They worship. Maybe one day take a study of it. They are the ones, all this masonry started there. You have to go about 33 and a half degrees or something. Where you stop determines your level. And before you become Pharaoh was God. Pharaoh was God. And you think a minister in that regime will just accept something. He was worried. I'm sure he asked. And they told him this boy is innocent too. So he told the man that I will just keep him here because of Madame Oabeg. Because I want peace in my house. But please, they go. And if you want to enjoy yourself, give him the responsibilities. And he gave. So you'll be insulated if you are a faithful servant from the lies of others who want to implicate you. You'll be insulated from them. You know? So if you are faithful steward, you will one day be your own master. That was what I was telling you. Any apprentice who is faithful will one day be his own master. The apprentice that is not faithful is a hireling. He will never be his own master. So David did not only become a master that has sheep. His sheep were human beings. When he committed fornication and God gave him three things to pick, he picked the one of God. He said, God is merciful. When God killed 70,000 people, God stopped. God stopped. God had mercy on him. And it is there in the Bible that the word sheep did not start with Jesus Christ or with Ezekiel 34. The word sheep started with David. David told God that, look at this, your sheep. What wrong did they do? That you are killing them. He meant human beings. I wronged you. That's why I say I want to fall into the hands of the living God. You will be merciful. But because he was king, God would not deal with him anyhow. That's why you be careful how you talk against your leader. Because the calamity that was meant to hit him will purposefully come on your head and you will die. Be careful. So the next one is that you learn the ropes and every aspect of that work. You will know it in and out. That is why you can own your business easily and it will not be difficult. You become innovative because of the challenges you have overcome. In that very thing, there is no child of God that should not be innovative. Any problem that comes, the Holy Spirit can give us a solution. Every problem we face on earth, God will make the Holy Spirit give us a solution because we are faithful stewards. Then you get referrals and get referred. They said, there is this son of Jesse. The boy is in the bush, oh. There is this son of Jesse. So, that one, he is getting referred to the king. But there are aspects that people will say, there was a matter that somebody who was my patient heard from some other person and told the person that, I think it's Dr. Dada will handle this. So, because when they brought the matter to me, I said, wait, this man is a man now. Me, I'm a gynecologist too. Because the thing is both spiritual and physical. And the person said, the doctor I know can handle this, Dr. Dada. When they told me that they want to give, I said, no, me, I'm a gynecologist. I deal with women. Why are you bringing man? He said, yes, I will still know what to do. If you are faithful, you will get referred and you get referrals. I've had clinics for 10 years. They don't allow us to put signboard in Abuja, except if that place was originally designated. And a population of probably 1.4 million was what was used to design the map of Abuja. Now Abuja may be much more, and yet they leave the same place. So we have to open clinic in different places. But I can tell you that 98% of all that come to my clinic, or 99, I don't want to say 100, are by referral. For 10 years, there is no month I cannot pay my salary. At least I pay my workers. Why? Because God has helped me to learn. In those days, they used to call me utility boy. I'm in different teams, too, but a consultant in another team who wants a special care for his patient will call me to come and clerk the patient for him and report to him. And I will not say no. A consultant, when the consultant comes and the prescription has changed, who changed this? They say the senior registrar changed it. Which is the senior registrar? They say it's Dr. Da. Then he will keep quiet. That was favor that I was getting. Maybe because I was faithful. At a point, they were punishing me because people will run away and go and read so that they can pass faster. And they did pass faster. You know? So now I can own a clinic because I suffered and I learned everything and I was faithful. The same way with you. Wherever you find yourself, just be faithful. You will own that business. Then you will get referrals and you will be referred. Those guys referred him to who? The king. When the situation cannot be handled by magicians and physicians, they referred. There is a small boy that can play one kind of music that will make, see, some of you do not understand these things. If you are from my village, you will understand. In those days, I've not seen it happen now. When the witches, their activities are too much, there is somewhere that one of my granduncles goes to call some people. Those people, they will stay in the village square and play music. All the witches, they will come physically and start dancing. So you will know who are the witches. I know that's a disgraceful thing. They will dance, so they will grab them. Actually, those people will grab their spirits and put them in something and carry away. You know? So there is music that pleases the devil, and there is music that is hot for the devil. Next, please. Okay, that's the next, eh? You enjoy your life and walk without anxiety. You know, if your master does not like you, any work you do, anything you do, he will come and find fault with it, isn't it? If your master likes you, especially because you know, anything you do, you say, yeah, that's very good. So you enjoy, you don't feel bad. And then you become multi-talented. We said it. Then your name can become immortalized. Your name can become immortalized. Thank God we're in a medical environment. Everything, they'll put somebody's name. Anybody who brought something new, they'll put somebody's name. I don't know which common name. Even when we are learning medicine, in the early part of biochemistry, they will say Henderson-Hasselbalch equation. In secondary school, they will say Newton's laws of motion. They will say so-so-so person's classification, so-so-so person's method or procedure. What will you do? I will do a Pereira operation. You know, there's a patient now that maybe went to another country or Obodo Oyibo, they checked her, they say she's normal, but she's having problem. She's leaking urine. And they still came to me, and I said, yes, I told you I would do a Pereira operation. I don't know who the man is, but I can do his operation and elevate her ureter so that she will stop leaking urine. But she has gone Obodo Oyibo, they say they can't do anything to her. You know? You'll be immortalized because of what you have developed. In medicine, it's very common. And I think in everything, too, those are the benefits of faithful stewardship. But remember, that first benefit, that you will get the reward of going to heaven. These other benefits help you to navigate this earth easily without feeling bad. See, when I mention that you enjoy your life and walk without feeling any worry, I'll explain. I was telling my elder brother that, me that daddy used to have tummy, I'm developing a tummy. My brother laughed. He says, because you are retired and you don't have any, you are at a point where you have no border. I said, but that sense does not make me eat more. He said, no. It's just that freedom. It's just that feeling that nothing moves you. You know? Nothing shakes you. Nothing moves you. You are just free. That's why I have tummy. So when you see tummy sometimes, it's not food. It is because you are relaxed. Next, please. Now, if there are benefits, then there are dangers. You know, you get envy. I've already given the story of Daniel, so we don't have to go. You get persecution. Because faithfulness in Christ attracts persecution. And persecution should be the expectation of every child of God. Those are the dangers. But persecution is the only danger we should welcome. Let me tell you, these shy children, because of the way they are brainwashed, as police are shooting, they say, bullet, I love you, bullet. I don't know whether anybody has heard that. They say, bullet, I love you. In our department here, they killed the child of one guy. And people were coming to tell him sorry. He said, no, he's happy. He's in heaven. You know, this guy in the office of the, you know, HOD. He's happy. When they killed his 16-year-old or 15-year-old child, that she's in heaven. You know, but persecution, we must have that their kind of sense. And face persecution with it. You know, because Paul said, whether to leave my body and go or to stay, for me is the same. And for me to die is gain. And to live is Christ. You must reach that point. Anyway, I'm going to mention it soon. Next, that you become target of the devil. There is no time to read. Is it First Chronicles 21? They said Satan moved David. Because David became the target of the devil. Satan moved David to count Israel. And somehow he has been told not to count Israel before. And he did. So you become target of the devil. If you notice you are not target of the devil, you are just enjoying your Christian life. No challenges. That is problem, oh. That is problem. You are superficial. You are not deep. You are not a risk to the devil. So he doesn't care about you. Don't think that because of all those slangs you are pronouncing, I am this, I'm above this, I this, God this. And you know, I was having Christian testimony. Like when somebody called a Belosan that Arubas came to the house and they didn't get him, isn't it? They didn't get me, my brother, that God win. God do it. You know? What about the people they got? Is it that God hated them? You know? They come and kidnap some people and leave you. And you are happy and jumping. What about the people they kidnap? Nigerian's sense of God's help is faulty. You know? Etazi Driver told me that the only way he got fuel yesterday, that was some years ago, there were queues like 3 kilometers. That as he was passing, he wasn't in the queue. He just saw somebody whose car could not start. So when the space was created, he just entered. That's how he just got food, that God helped him. God. Our own idea of God is what? So when you just mention Christian slogans and you don't face any persecution, you, my brother, my sister, you have a way to go. So what are the consequences of unfaithfulness? Of course, when we see the benefits, the consequences come. You disgrace your master. The Bible says that we will be the praises of God in the earth. And when we are not good stewards, What do we become? We will be the disgraces of God in the earth. You give poor yield to your master. Certainly. There's no reward. There are some of us that are Christians for a long time. But we cannot point to anybody who is born again by our activities. We cannot say last year, this is the kingdom expansion activities I got involved in. Even when the church organizes an outreach, you find it difficult, you cannot go. There is always an excuse. Why? Have you not asked yourself? Please, be eager to be involved in any kingdom expanding activity that the church helps you to. The next one is no reward. That one, even if that's the only one we say, that's enough, because our reward is to go to heaven. The others is destruction. Remember that Luke 19 thing, that this thing is not producing, cut it down. It's destruction. He said, cut it down. I don't need it. It's making the soil suffer. Let's plant something else. The other one is permanent reference point of bad stewardship. I'm sure we have evidence of bad stewards. There are people we can reference. Once you call your name, their name, what comes to the mind of everybody is something bad. So that I have seen people who change their name. That, let's say, they are ancestors of that line. They don't bear that name that people know the person with. Because the name carries odium. It carries bad thing. Are you, when they respect you, are you the son of, when they respect you, are you the grandson of, when they respect you, they say, okay. How I wish you can read their mind. So there is bad reference, permanent reference point of bad stewardship. You know, next please. We'll soon finish, please. But what we are interested in is being a faithful steward. You can, number one, you must die. You must die. If you die, Christianity is very easy. If you die to yourself, Christianity, let's pursue making that self to die. If you die, Christianity is easy. Because the flesh, the body is the point of connection that evil can enter you and make you do wrong. Have an attitude of ownership. When people behave like hellions in the things of God, they can't go anywhere. Set your focus on Jesus and don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. I don't have time to mention things that distract us, but I know our telephone is one thing I can mention. They distract us. Always remember the reward at the end. If you put the reward, you know, looking unto Jesus, who for the price that he set before him endured the cross. Look at the reward continuously and depend on the Holy Spirit. If you reach that level of depending on the instruction of the Holy Spirit, it will not be difficult again. Get up when you fall. David fell several times. David got up. Get up when you fall. Somebody told me yesterday that Israelis told him that in their life there are three people they respect. When they started mentioning, they mentioned David first, that he was the one who founded their nation. But David was not the first king. But he's the one they respect, who founded their nation. So they jumped from there to the next man who founded their nation, Ben-Gurion, before they mentioned another person. You know? So, get up when you fall. David was human. He fell. He got up. When you get up, all the plans of the devil is frustrated. Because he wanted to get you down. And you are being down will discourage so many. When you fall, get up. You know? And then have a sense of urgency. Know that you will not live forever. So those imperfections of stewardship that you have allowed to follow you, let it not be your narrative, your final narrative. in the evaluation of God. Let your imperfection not be your final narrative. You are stealing small, small money from office, so let it not be your final narrative when it is time for rapture. You are engaging in fornication, let it not be your final narrative. You are so used to abusive words, let that not be your final narrative. Let it be that I was doing it before. I have repented. That is the sense of urgency in everything that you do. Praise the Lord. I think we're going to stop here and we're going to pray. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to go to God in prayer. The Lord, He is good. The Lord, He cannot make us stewards and not give us an environment that is conducive. He cannot make us stewards and give us all those things that I mentioned at the beginning, that we are the body of Christ. We are trees of righteousness. We are His battle axe. We are expected to be His servants. We are expected to walk in His vineyard. We are expected to set good examples. We are expected to rule. We are expected to be His warfare instruments. All those things, pray. Which place have you found difficult? Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to address it in your life. The Lord will. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Father, we glorify your name. We honor you. Father, we worship you and thank you for your word. Lord, may this be useful in our lives, that Lord will be good stewards, faithful stewards, and that we will not miss the reward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dr. Alo and the